that he meant to sell like a coin for a month, so therefore each month you have to pay me. For the Gemara, Heinel the Rav, that's the same halach of Rav. So Gemara says, no, the pshat from Nachman is, Afagav the Yapach Mepach, even though they change around the condition, and the Lashon Achron would be Mashmal Lashono. Still, according to Rav Nachman, it's not the pshat you go bust Lashon Achron. The pshat is really, it's a suffix. And since it's a suffix, the klal is you leave the karka becheskas by lehem. Therefore, the maski of the owner, he's a muchzik in his karka. Therefore, he has the right to charge for this 13th month. Now the Gemara says, "Boy mene me Rebbe Yanai." He has the question for Rebbe Yanai. Seicher Roma nosati. The renter says, "Listen, I paid you the rent already." Well, maski roimel loin natalti. The owner says, "No, I did not receive the rent yet." So Amil Hobirai, who has to bring the proof whether it was paid or not? So Mor says, Amos, what are we talking about here? If, let's say, it's in the middle of the month, that usually you pay the rent at the end of the month. And now it's a question in the middle of the month. So Mor says, Tanina, we learned that you're not believed to say you paid up. And if we're talking about after the month, when it's already the time to pay up, Tanina, we also learned that you won that month. The Tanan, we learned like this. If the father of his son died within 30 days when the son was born, and it's a Bechor, so the shaila was, did the father make the pidyon HaBenyir or not? So Lachor is Becheska Shloi Niftah. We say, most probably the father did not make a pidyon HaBenyir. Achi Yobi Raish Niftah, unless he could bring a proof that he already made the pidyon HaBenyir. In other words, until the neighbors would bring a proof to say, yes, we know that father was praying his son. What about Liyach HaShloi Shemyoyim? Let's say the father dies after 30 days. Then Becheska Shenifta, then we say yes, most probably the father made the pidyon HaBenyir on time. Achiyon Muloy Shloi Nifta, until at least the neighbors could tell us and say for sure they know, no, the father did not make the pidyon HaBenyir. So we see clearly it depends. If it's Bizman, if the Zman, no, he's Neman. Koidim Zman, he's not Neman. So Gemara says, the Shiloh over here was, Lo Tzricho B'yoyme D'mashlem Zimnei. We're talking about the day, the last day of the month. The question is, mi ovid inish de pora b'yoyim of the mishlim zmanei, oiloi, is it shriat that a person should pay on the last day of the month or not? Like in the morning? So that's the shayla. He says, I paid you in the morning, and the other one, the owner says, no, I didn't receive the money. So on the last day of the month, is it shriat for a person to pay or not? That's the shayla. Is he believed or not? So that's like a good shayla. Omaluhu Rabbi Yoichin Osabiachin said back, Tinisu, we learned like this. That sochir bizmanoi nishpavenoitel, that if you're a worker and like a balabas hired you, and the question is now, did you get your pay or not? The socher, the worker, says, no, you did not pay me yet, and the owner says, yes, I paid you. So locher is nishpavenoitel, that the worker has the right to swear that he did not receive the money yet, and he receives it. So the kind of pshat is socher who the rami rabbanon shvuolei mishum the balabais torit. The reason why this is a tikkun of the rabbanon, that we believe the socher, the worker, because the owner is torit, he's busy in hiring and renting workers, so he's not on his mind, he doesn't know for sure if he paid or not. Therefore, we believe the worker. Aval hocher over here socher mehemin b'shvua. But over here, where it's not a worker, here's the question, do you pay the rent or not? So you're never to say, yes, you paid the rent. Even the last day of the month, you're never to say you paid up the rent. Just you have to swear a shua says. Now, Omar Rav said, Omar Rav Nachman, Hayman diyoigo lebeisa, lechavre, liyesa shonin, if somebody's going to rent out his house to his friend for 10 years, for cost of leishdora, and he wrote a shtar to this, that I'm renting it to you for 10 years. And now, v'yomalei, nikitis chamishonim, like now the balabas says, listen, you're on the field already 5 years. And the one that rented it says, no, I'm only here so far 3 years. And on this shtar that they wrote up, there was no date. So Itaka did not know, like, how much years he was there already. So Gemara says, Mehemen, will believe the balabas, he's never to say that you're on my field already for 5 years. But since the Frashi says, Palab the Karka Becheskas Barla Emedes, I'll call Dov a Sofa the Bola Fonenu. Therefore, we believe the owner, since he's Becheskas in this Karka. So, Omale Ravacha Midiftla Ravino, Elamayat, if so, Ustve Meye Zuzi Bishtoro, if somebody lends somebody $100, and he writes up a Bishtar that you owe me $100, Viomale, and now the Leiva comes back and says, Praticha Palga, listen, I paid you up 50% already. So, Hochinami de Mehemen, you want to say that you're going to believe the Malva? You're going to believe the Leiva? Like, since he has the money right now, he's never to say paid up already. What kind of svar is this? the other person has a shtar, the chur keneged a shtar, you're not neman. So Amalei said back to him, Hochi hashtar, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom shtar l'guvay nekoi. By the milva, when I lend you money and we write up a shtar, the purpose of this shtar is to collect the money with it. That's called shtar l'guvay nekoi. So therefore, imisa depora, if it's true what the loiv is saying, that he really paid up already, iboile lemichtavo agabe, he should have written like on the shtar that he paid up 50%. Inami or else michtavo letavro, should have had him write a receipt. He should have wrote a receipt. So since nothing was written up, it's a regular shtar, therefore we do not believe the loiva, and we say that he did not pay up anything, therefore the malva could collect with the shtar milva. Aval Hocha, but over here, when the owner wrote the Seicher, that a shtar, or the Seicher wrote the owner a shtar, saying that he's renting this property for 10 years, Omalei, Haidik Sivla Choshtara, you know why I wrote up a shtar over here? Kehecha Deloi Techzakolei, as the owner says to the renter, you know why I wrote you up a shtar? Just for the fact that you should not be able to have a cheskas, gimel shonim, a cheskas karka, like you'll say you bought it off me. Since you're there already for 3 years, you have a right to say maybe that you lost your shtar mechira, and it's yours. So in order that should not happen, that's why I wrote up the shtar. So the shtar was only a raya b'yalma, it's not real l'gvayna. The shtar was not really for the proof of how many years you're there already. It's only for the purpose that you should not be able to be machzik in the karka. So therefore, if the owner says you're there already 5 years, and the other one says no, he's only there 3 years, even though he has a shtar, still here we believe the owner. Because that shtar is not written up l'gvayna, that shtar was only written up just that the seicher should not be able to be machzik in the karka to say that it's his own karka. All right, turn over. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Shoyolo dom betuvoi liyolom. A person could borrow a kli from his friend, and like kolzaman it's good, betuva means kolzaman it's useful, I want to borrow it. So liyolom means, Rashi explains, even though you used it and you gave it back, later when you need it again, you have a right to take it. Because he said right now, betuva means kolzaman it's usable, you want to have the right to use it. Omer Rav Mori bro de bashmuel, for who the konimine, we're talking about though he made a kinyan. When he first took it, Rashi says the bailim, he made a kinyan from the bailim. Therefore, even though he returns it, still he has the right to take it back again. Omer Rav Mori, bray the Rav Ashi, or mahadele kasya. Like even though you have a right to use it until, you know, it's like meis machmas malach until it breaks, but you know whenever it does break, you still have to give back the pieces to the owner. Like the handle or the broken part, you have to return. Now Rashi speaks out, you should not think to say it's like a matono, like he gave you a present. No, he only lent it to you. And whatever happens to it, you have to return it to the owner. Omar Rova said, Hayman diyo malei lechavre. If somebody says to his friend, Ushlan moro, please like lend me this tool. Lemirfak bay hay pardisa. I want to use it to work on this field. Salochar is Rofek Beyhu Pardisa. He only has the right to use this tool on this Pardis, on this field, not on another field. Because that's what he asked for. He only wants to borrow it to use it on this field. What about if he said, Pardisa Rofek Bey, I want to borrow this tool because I have to work on a field. He didn't say which field. Then the Lochar is Kol Pardisa Deboyi, he's allowed to use. What about if he said, the Pardisa Rofek, I want to use it for different fields, plural, for a few fields, then Alokhar is Vyoza Kol Pradisa Diislay. He's allowed to use it for as many fields as he has. Well, Mahadale Kasya, and at the end again, whatever happens to it, he has to return it the way it is, and like return the handle of it. As if it was Mace, Machum Smolochi, a potter, but he still has to return the broken parts. Omarav Popper Popper says, Hayman Dio Malele Chavre. Somebody says to his friend, Ushlon Hai Gargusa, please lend me this well. In other words, I need water to irrigate my field. You have a well. Please let me use this well. V'nofal, v'noflo, and then the well like caved in. So the locher is loy bonilo. You have no right to build it up again, because you only borrowed that well, and once the well fell in, it's not called that well anymore. So therefore, you have no right to build it up again. What about gargusa? You don't say this well. You just say, I want to borrow a well from you. V'noflo, and then the one he let you use caved in. Bonilo, you're allowed to build it up again. Because you didn't say Badafka which one, you said you want to borrow a well. So now that you fixed it up, it's still called his well, you're allowed to use it. What about Begagusa Kori? He said, I want to borrow like from you a place where I could dig up the well. The Ozel Kamra Gagusa Biarya, which means if you don't, you let it dig, and if you don't find water this place, you let it go and dig another place. Like you have a right to take place from him to dig until you finally find water. That means Kori Biozel Kamra Gagusa Biarya, you let it go and dig up a lot of different wells in this property, Adams Ramile, until you find the right place that has water. But again, Vitzorach Lemikne Minei, you have to Badafka make a kinyan from the owner at the beginning. Rashi says Mikora. Therefore, but Vilo Economine, if you did not make a kinyan at the beginning, then the Bura Biamamale, Umotlam Hedebe, he just said words. If you just say words, then you can always retract. That's not like a kinyan. Only if you made a kinyan, or make a kinyan Sudur, then you can't retract on what you said. Now the Mishnah says, if you rent out your house, your apartment to your friend, v'nofal, and the house caves in, chayiv l'hamad loy bayis, you have to build up the house like you rented him the house, as you are chayiv to see that he has a house to live in. Hoyukotun, let's say the first house that caved in was a small one, lo yasena godol, you don't have to make it big, you only have to build it up the same way it was before. And the same thing the other way, godol, let's say it was big, lo yasena kotun, you're not allowed to build it up now small. Echad, if you rented one apartment, lo yasenu shnayim, you can't make it into two apartments. Shnayim, if it was two apartments, lo yasenu echad, you can't make it into one. Lo yifchais min achalonis, you can't take away from the amount of windows the first one had. For lo yasef alayim, and you can't add to it. The kids, so the same way he rented the first house, the first apartment, that's the way you have to give it back to him. Elo midash shnayim, unless both of them agree, if they both agree, then you could do however they agree. So Gemara says, Hechi Domi, what are we talking about over here? Idiyo Malay Bayez Zeh, if when the person rented the house, he says, I want to rent this house, so then Nofa, when the house caves in, Ozolay, the house is not here anymore. To build it up is like a new house, that you didn't rent. You only wanted to rent this house. Lachur, if it falls in, you should not have a chiv to build it up again. Idiyo Malay Bayez Tam, if he says, Tam, I want to rent a house from you, he didn't say which one, so any house you give him is good. If it was like two apartments, if it was one, why can't you build it up now to be like two? Even if the first one was small, why can't you build it up now to be big? Like you didn't say which apartment you rented him, you just said a apartment. You just said one. So any one you give him is good. So Amar Ashloka said, the Pshat in our Mishnah is, Tiyomalei Bayis Shani Maski Lucho Midas Orka Kach Lekach. They speak out at the beginning and says, I want to rent a house that has five rooms. So that's the type of the house I want to rent from you. So if this one falls down, you have to give him again a house which has five rooms. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, Maila Meimru, again, what are you telling me? Lechur Pshita. Elo, the case is like this. Ki Yosti Rav and Omer Ashlokish. The Omer Lei, Bayez Kezeh Animask Lecho. That the renter said to the owner, I want to rent a house like this one. So therefore, that's the chiddush, that if it falls down, you have to give him another one the same way. For Yakati, still the Gemara asks, Maila Meimer, what are you telling me? Again, Shita. So Gemara says, Letzricha, the chiddush is, Dekoi Aguda Dunhoro. We're talking about now that this house is by the bank of the river. So, Ma'adotem, I would have thought to say, Mai Kazeh Dekoi Aguda Dunhoro. What does he mean to say when I want to rent a house like this? Maybe it does not mean to say the same size. He just meant to say, just like this apartment is by the river, give me another apartment by the river also. But it doesn't have to be the same size. Kamash Mulan, that's the chiddush, you know, that it has to be the same size. The same size that the first apartment was, you have to build up another one to give him one the exact same size. That's the chiddush. Hadrun Alecho Hashoyim. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekabel Sodei Mechaveroi, if you like lease a field from your friend,